This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
For 3 weeks, we've been learning about mentoring. No, it's not the same as teaching. It's not the same thing as coaching or discipling. Although it can include aspects of all of those, mentoring is something else. It's a relationship in which one person passes along and shares life skills with someone else. Into that also comes the process of helping someone else to grow and mature as a Christian. In the past few weeks, Shirley Wilson has shared her experiences of mentoring, mentoring individuals, mentoring couples in cross-cultural situations, and last week Shirley looked at mentoring kids and parents and singles. So today she wraps up this series. As I have mentioned, Shirley Wilson is our special guest, speaking from her experiences as a mentor. So let's listen in on Shirley. And by the way, in case you were wondering, Shirley is a trained counselor, so I really think she knows what she's talking about. And our good friend and expert Brent Lindquist, who, as I've told you, you can hear most often on the Monday programs of Member Care Radio, encouraged Shirley to share her story and her experiences. So let's listen as Shirley tells us some more of her experiences in mentoring.
Let's jump right in with another definition of mentoring: an intentional relationship that includes God, mentor, and mentee for the purpose of growth. If you have tuned into this series on mentoring for the past 3 weeks, you have heard an earlier simple dictionary definition: to serve as a friend or teacher to someone. I have discussed serving as a friend or teacher to someone less experienced than you are. Maybe that someone is an individual, maybe a couple, maybe a child, maybe a parent, maybe a single person, anyone that you can help along their path of life because of your experience as someone who has walked a similar path before them. It may be in your home country, or it may be in another culture. Today I will explore a different definition of mentoring. In the process, I will give you a list to help you decide how to ask someone to mentor you, or to offer yourself as a mentor to someone else, or to act as a third person who helps two people get together for an intentional relationship. An intentional relationship. Thus begins today's definition of mentoring: an intentional relationship that includes God, mentor, and mentee for the purpose of growth. I'll begin with a composite example of Anya, not a real name, a mentoring relationship that was set up in a cross-cultural context. Anya illustrates every part of this definition, plus she illustrates asking a third person, a local mission team leader, to help in the process. While the example of our mentoring Anya is an example of her living in our home, most examples of mentoring do not include live-in contexts. Most mentoring relationships are far more casual, with the mentor and the mentee meeting together periodically and carrying out their own flexible program that suits the needs of the mentee and uses the gifts and experience of the mentor. Back to Anya. A late 20s single woman, Anya knew that she, an American, couldn't live alone in an unfamiliar country, Russia. Having lived in a Russian city for 4 years and having been part of a team, Anya was savvy in cross-cultural living and more fluent in the language than my husband Mark and I were. In one sense, Anya could have mentored us old fogies, who were old enough to be her parents. By then, Mark and I had lived in Western Russia for 2 years, and we knew how much effort it takes just to live and get along with each other. Remember my story 2 weeks ago about the damage that we did to our marriage while adjusting to our first year overseas? Anyway, by the time that Anya asked to live with us, 2 years had passed, and we felt relieved. We were not only still married, but we were friends again. We had survived our indoctrination into what turned out to be 7 years in Russia. It was then that Anya was directed from our organization to move from her city to ours because the rest of her team had moved on and she was alone. With whom to live? Most people thought, what other single woman is there for Anya to live with? But one of Anya's friends suggested us, an older couple. Anya liked that idea and asked our team leader to arrange it, explaining why she wanted to live with us. Our team leader asked us, explaining why Anya wanted to move in with us. We said we'd pray about it. As a counselor and as someone who had had several individuals live with us over the past 30 years, I was afraid that I would turn out to be a live-in counselor. No way. It was difficult enough surviving cross-culturally. Well, pray about it we did, and God led us mysteriously and amazingly to Romans 16:1-2. God brought it to our attention to substitute Anya in the verse for the biblical woman, Phoebe. We received this message from God. We serve her, Anya, in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and give her any help she may need, for she has been a great help to many people. Wow, wow, wow. Mark and I were to receive Anya into our home and mentor her, our substitute word for give her any help she may need. Thus began an intentional relationship that included God, mentors, us, and mentee, Anya, for the purpose of growth. And before I go any further, I'd like to pass on to you a 6-point list that I have put together. I entitled the list, How to Choose and Request a Mentor, and I will repeat it twice. 1. Pray about why and whom. 2. Observe other people to see to whom you could relate. 3. Approach the person. 4. Or approach a leader about the person. 5. A leader can approach either the mentor or the mentee. 6. Plan to become friends and to relax in the relationship. I'll repeat the list, and I think that each point is obvious and that the instruction to pray can apply to each step. Here is the list once again. 1. Pray about why and whom. 2. Observe other people to see to whom you could relate. 3. Approach the person. 4. Or approach a leader about the person. 5. A leader can approach either the mentor or the mentee. 6. Plan to become friends and to relax in the relationship. So, after Mark and I rearranged the rooms of our 3-room Russian flat, our equivalent of the biblical Phoebe moved in with us. Immediately, we felt the uplift of Anya's sweet, song-filled personality. Anya smiled, chattered lovingly, and sang. She sang while cooking, while studying, while showering, dressing, cleaning, reading, getting ready for bed. I must admit that we didn't hear her sing in her sleep, but most of the time, she did have pleasant dreams. Anya chose to live with us for the purpose of growth, but we benefited more than she did, as her presence lifted our spirits as we continued to minister in Russia. The mentoring relationship was of mutual benefit. And how I loved it when Anya prepared a meal, or helped with shopping and cleaning, or spoke on our behalf when we were stumped by the language, which was often. Mark helped Anya with her computer, with taxes, with money, and with a few other tidbits for applying scripture to daily life. Having heard such a glowing report of in-home mentoring, a couple living with a live-in single, you may wonder what the challenges were. The challenges centered around scheduling and organization, because Mark and I were rather structured. Now, why doesn't that surprise you? And Anya was more casual. Enough said, because you can deduce that we, with Anya, figured out that issue and continued to live together comfortably. God, mentor, mentee. We three worked out the challenges ourselves, though I like to think that we would have asked the team leader, a Russian, or another third person for help if we couldn't have worked it out ourselves. To summarize a wonderful mentoring relationship with Anya, I'll repeat the definition. An intentional relationship that includes God, mentor, and mentee for the purpose of growth. To complete today's program and this 4-week series on mentoring, let me make a few random comments. First, when can men mentor women and vice versa? An intentional relationship between a man and a woman should only be arranged when the mentor is confident before God that it would not be a temptation to cross over the boundaries of purity in thought, word, or deed. The mentor needs to know that, with God's strength, he or she can model appropriate male-female relationships. Second random comment. Sometimes it is helpful to read a book or do a Bible study or other class or to follow a structured mentoring plan. But, in my opinion, more often it is not helpful, except for reading a chapter or two here or there, if it would be randomly helpful. Rather, the mentor is the book that the mentee will read and follow and hear, as the mentor follows Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:2-3 says, "You are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everybody, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." Third random comment. As a mentor, set boundaries and know your limits. Know how much time you can give to the relationship, and find a skilled mentor for yourself. That way you benefit from an intentional relationship with God, a mentor, and yourself, the mentee, for the purpose of growth. Let me end this 4-week series on mentoring with 2 memorable comments about one mentor in my own life, Marguerite, an older woman with scoliosis and a sense of humor. She was in a bit of pain because food that she had eaten bothered her stomach. Being in my 30s and figuring that I would learn what my future diet might look like, I asked, "What food bothers you?" "Almost all of them," was her reply. Now, 30 years later, I am finding that gross statement beginning to be true for me, especially near bedtime. The second of many insights that Marguerite gave me, as I was distressed that I was losing my zeal and passion for the ministry in which I was involved, was this. Marguerite said, "You walk close to the Lord. Don't try to force the zeal and passion. God is probably preparing you for a new ministry." That gave me peace. And then a year later, we were moved 2,000 miles away by Mark's company. That was powerful mentoring. And thank you, Marguerite. I know that heaven is now providing you with the ultimate mentoring from God, your Heavenly Father. You and I, not Marguerite, but you and I, are not ultimate mentors, but we are followers of the ultimate mentor. We can follow him and invite others to follow us as we follow him. May God bless your walk together with someone less experienced than you are.
Thanks, Shirley. Shirley Wilson, sharing her thoughts on mentoring.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.